Mix 94.5, as we talk boys basketball, they're off to a really good start here at 4-1 on the year, and they'll have a pretty good couple of games here, a couple of challenges coming up before Christmas break with the trip to Colby on Friday and then hosting Goodland next Tuesday. We have a sophomore and a junior joining us here tonight on the show. We'll start off with one that's making his debut here on the radio, and sophomore guard Alex Tranga. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, first time on the radio. Nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's there to be nervous about? No, it's like a conversation. But to know you've had a start in all five games here this year and making that big step to the varsity level, how do you feel like that you've transitioned here so far?
I feel like I've transitioned very well. I just do my job and just play for our team.
All right, and you've kind of had that guard. You play primarily guard here, and you've gotten in there underneath for some rebounds a few times there. But where do you think that your strength is for basketball?
I feel like my defense is definitely my strength, and just like having the energy and building energy for our team is very.
All right. Well, last night you had a pretty nice game there defensively, a couple steals there. And what's the key to getting those steals there?
Slow down. Just mm-hmm. play his pace, and then just dive for loose balls, tipping, getting deflections, and all those things lead to good defense.
Yeah, how fun has this been so far this year?
It's been very fun. Like, I don't know how to say it. It's just very fun.
You get a big game coming up here on Friday night here with Colby, and you go to Goodland next week, and or you host Goodland, excuse me, next week. But what are you looking forward to here with these couple of opponents coming up here?
I'm looking forward to just us coming out, having a lot of energy, and playing our best. And
do you have a goal kind of mind what you like to accomplish here this year?
Not really, just trying to win as many games as we can and get to state.
All right, hopefully things work out there for you. Once again, the sophomore guard Alex Tranga joining us here, and thanks again as always, man. Good job, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Alex Tarango, and we get the E-junior coming off the bench and contributing quite a bit this year in Coy Vance. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you reminded me it's been a couple of years since you've been on the radio, but glad to have you back on here. And how's the junior year of basketball treating you?
A lot better than the first two. I think this is my first year where the team chemistry is, like, really there. The last couple of years it's kind of been off and on, but this year we really came together as a team.
Yeah, Nick, how do you describe your role on the team there that you in your position you're in?
Just go in and take care of the ball. Don't try to do nothing too special. Just keep us in the game. Attack when I can, and just be smart with the ball.
It seems like you always find a way to get a basket somehow. Do you feel like you find a way to be at the right place at the right time?
Yeah, that's what you want to do when you're in there. Yeah. You want to score, and I try, but sometimes I think I've scored in all the games except for one, but yeah, I try.
No, you've had a pretty good run here so far this year. But what position do you like playing the most?
I'm too small to be a post, but I like going in there. It's kind of fun to just push people and got to get physical with them. But this year, I'm more of a guard.
All right, adjusting to the guard position, how's that been?
It's fun. It's a lot more pressure, I think. Post is a lot easier to learn all the plays and everything. Mm-hmm. Guard, there's just so many different areas you got to learn.
I mean, yeah, the post, yeah, it's just simple. Just stay one block, right?
Basically.
Well, maybe you can work your way there toward the season, right?
Yeah.
All right, but no, of course, big games coming up Friday and Tuesday, but I know it's the season. Doesn't seem like it's already to game number six, does it?
No, it's going by really fast, but that's what happens when you have fun. So
absolutely. Well, you've had a good start here. It's been fun watching you here, Coy, as well. And thanks again, as always, for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Coy Vance joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware in Scott City. We'll bring on Coach Brian Gentry here, and we'll get talking to him momentarily here. And Scott City once again at Colby coming up Friday, and then we'll host the Goodland Cowboys on Tuesday. Well, Coach, last night, interesting game at times. Had the lead throughout there, and then went back and forth a little bit third quarter, and then pulled away and ended up winning that by officially 11, I believe it was, 55-44, 13, 11, yeah. Well, but still, a win's a win, and, you know, it was a little bit different style than you guys were accustomed to, but seemed like in the end you guys really found a way to kind of handle that style of a team that Cimarron likes to run.
Yeah. I think Coy actually said it. You know, people want to score. And the nature of the game is you want to exploit mismatches. And we had one last night, and it took us a while to realize it. And once we did, you know, we kind of built that lead up and you know, kind of put them away. But it's just the nature of the game and competitors, you know, basketball players in general, like they want to go out there and score. And so sometimes that takes away from what you're trying to do. But, you know, you can't fault anything. They were being aggressive. They were, you know, when the game gets tight, though, you just want to, you, for me anyway, sitting over there, I just want the easiest shot possible. and that to me is, you know, right there at the rim. And we did a much better job of that in the second half. And really were able to build that lead up. But, you know, again, it was another game where our defense was, you know, just kind of all over the place and playing hard. And we left a couple guys open, and number 12 got hot, which we knew he could. But we just left him, you know, a couple times, and he made us pay for it. But, you know, they played really hard. And number one, you know, the Copper kid is he's fast, and he gets downhill quick. And so the second half, we backed up a little bit just to try to keep him in front of us. And I think our half-court defense is good enough. Mm-hmm. But I really like, you know, picking up and starting out early because it really bumps the energy level up for our guys. And they get into the game a little bit quicker that way. So they did a good job. You know, like we were talking in the locker room, man, and it's one of those games where people expected us to win big, I think, and I think it was in our players' minds.
Yeah.
And after the tip-off, if you're not up 20 in 2 minutes, it feels like there's pressure. It's weird. But it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to settle in and play our game. And once we do that, you know, we're pretty good.
Do you feel like that maybe you wore down Cimarron a little bit? Because I noticed their shots really – late third and even most of the fourth quarter, they were kind of going a little short there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of been a trend of the mm-hmm. Scott City program, you know, going back to football. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of continued that into the basketball area, and our guys are playing hard, and a lot of that has to do with they came in pretty good shape, and they're continuing to play hard and push the pace. And you know, the only time we really didn't was, you know, Saturday in the second half against Garden. And we're becoming a team, and we're becoming a team that, you know, really enjoys the game playing together. So it is an exciting time, you know, for our basketball team.
Do you feel like that in terms of how your team is bonded together and playing well together, do you feel like that's maybe ahead of schedule where you anticipated coming into the season?
Without a doubt. You know, with the turnover that we did have, it was kind of a question that was sitting there looming whether or not, you know, we were going to be able to gel and what pieces we were going to be able to fit together. And all these guys have bought in, and they just – it doesn't matter which guy we bring in. They just play hard. And I think we talked early about knowing your role and knowing what you can bring to our team, and these guys are buying into it. And again, you know, they want to score, but they know what their role is. I think Coy said something about, you know, taking care of the ball and things like that. So that earns you more playing time when you can take care of the ball, and when you come into the game as a sub, that you don't put us, you know, in a bad spot. So a lot of those guys are doing very good things. And you know, Dylan Duff is another kid who, you know, continues to play very hard on defense, and a kid that nobody knows this except for people on our team, but he can shoot the ball really well. He just got to believe in it in the game. So we've got a lot of pieces that you know are that we can put in there and feel very comfortable with, and we just have to continue to grow.
Well, you get two big games coming up here Friday at Colby, Tuesday at home against Goodland, and I think probably two teams that could be right toward the top of the sub-state standings when it all said and done in February, but I know that's a long ways from now. But What are you looking to see maybe with your team here over these next two games against some pretty good teams?
Well, you know, I think starting the year, I would have had Colby and Goodland, you know, right there in the top two. You know, Hugoton's kind of separate right now,
yeah,
because they're very, very talented. But in the league, I would, with Colby getting the new kid coming in, they bumped up to the top because Hunter just makes everybody better. Mm-hmm. A kid that, you know, their team never looks rattled, because if he has the ball in his hands, he can you know, just make everybody kind of get into that rhythm, and so he's dangerous. They run a lot of stuff. They run a lot of stuff through him and for him, and so we've got to be very aware of where he's at and make his touches difficult and make his shots, you know, challenged. And then when you look at Goodland, they didn't lose anybody, you know, mm-hmm. so they've got everybody coming back. They've got size. They've got athleticism. They've got some guys that can knock down shots. The Brumball kid's playing pretty good right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, two teams that I feel like are, you know, right there in the mix at the top of our league. So, you know, a great way for us to finish out the break and find out where we're at and really find out what we need to work on. Because I think our guys have already early on bought into what we're doing, and we can only get better. So these two games, you know, we want to go out there and compete and play as hard as we have been, because – you know, it is. It's very, very exciting to watch our guys play, I think. I mean, we got guys on the ground. We're taking charges. You know, we block some shots here and there. We play faster. So it's exciting. And, you know, these two games are going to tell us, you know, give us a good opportunity to kind of just tell where we're at and a good time for it, really, because then we have the Christmas break to kind of, you know, gather ourselves and find out what we really need to work on. So, But, yeah, you know, Friday's going to be tough, and we want to go down there and compete and put our best foot forward and take care of the ball and get you know, quality shots, like any basketball coach would say, I think. But, it's going to be two tough teams, two you know, kind of different teams, but it's going to be a good test for our guys.
Should be a fun one there on Friday. Colby here is Coach Brian Gentry joins me here. Well, Coach, thanks as always for the time here, and good luck to you guys. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks.